Good morning. Today is September 16th, and this is the OKOK podcast, On Our Knees for Our Kids. Today's promise is that the Holy Spirit guarantees future promises. You also have heard the truth, the good news that God saved you, and when you believed in Christ, He identified you as His own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom He promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that He will give us everything He promised, and that He has purchased us to be His own people. This is just one more reason for us to praise our glorious God. That's Ephesians 1, verses 13 through 14. So who are the "you alsos" to whom Paul referred? This meant all non-Jews who had become believers. Christ came to die for everyone, not just Jews, but Gentiles too. God had promised that through one of Abraham's descendants, quote, all the families of the earth will be blessed, unquote. Genesis 12, verse 3. Jesus fulfilled that promise when He opened the way of salvation to everyone. When we believed the good news, God saved us. In that moment, God gave us His Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is like a security deposit. The fact that we have the Holy Spirit means that all the rest of God's promises to us will come true. God's promises about eternity are as certain as our salvation. There's no need to doubt what God says. While we may not understand everything or even agree on how the future is actually going to play out, we do agree that Jesus is coming back to take us to heaven and be with Him forever. Our children can have every confidence in God's promises for the future. The Holy Spirit in their lives, which had been promised long ago, testifies daily to the fact that all of God's other promises will also come true. With Paul, we can praise our glorious God. Please join me in today's prayer. Thank you for the good news that you save us, God. Thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit and identifying us as your own when we believe in you. We pray that my child will recognize that the presence of the Holy Spirit in her life is a guarantee that you will give her everything else you promised in your word. I pray that she will have confidence in those promises. She doesn't need to understand how all of those promises will unfold. She does need confidence in the promise of eternity with you. May she praise you constantly for the glorious future you will give to her. We ask this in your name, Lord. Amen.